Hip 615, 1320 WILS. Well, critics now pointing at Kellyanne Conway saying that she violated ethics, federal ethics rules, when she went on Fox News this morning and encouraged people to buy Ivanka Trump's fashion line. Richard Painter is a law professor at the University of Minnesota, and he served as the chief ethics counsel at the to President George W. Bush. Richard, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you very much.
How big of a deal is this that Kellyanne Conway went on TV and said, hey, you know, buy Ivanka Trump's fashion line?
Well, I've never seen anything like this before in the White House, except for yesterday. And it's not that big a deal after what happened yesterday, when the president himself sends out a tweet attacking Nordstrom for declining to continue selling Ivanka's clothing line.
Is that an ethical violation?
That's a abuse of his office as president, use of public office for private gain. This is not what the president was elected to do. He is there to serve the American people in his capacity as president, not use the power of the White House to beat up on a company that makes its own decisions in a free market about what merchandise it wants to buy for resale and what it doesn't.
Well, what do you say to those that say, look, this is just how he is. He went after Boeing. He went after Ford. I mean, when he has something to say, he'll just say it. What's the difference here?
Well, I think in those instances, I don't think he used particularly good judgment, but he had opinion about whether those companies were doing the right thing by the American people, whether it's charging too much money for an airplane or whether it's sending jobs overseas. At least that has to do with his official position of being president. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't think what a company is doing is patriotic and he chooses to say so, that's his decision. But here he is attacking a company for not doing business with his daughter. And that is the type of intimidation that is clearly an abuse of power. We should not have a situation where companies feel they need to do business with the president's family in order to not be in trouble with the administration.
Okay.
Nordstrom deals with many different agencies in the administration, and they should not have to spend the next 4 years, maybe even 8 years, having to worry about whether some political appointee is going to come after them in order to ingratiate themselves with the White House.
So tell me this, Richard Painter with us on WILS. What's the repercussion really to the president then?
Well, I think if this type of thing continues, there are going to be serious questions of whether he can do his job, whether he wants to do his job in accordance with the Constitution. We've already had efforts to intimidate Muslims for their First Amendment right to worship God the way they choose, efforts to intimidate the press, efforts to intimidate federal judges, and now to intimidate the free market, telling the companies what they can do and can't do in the free market when they're buying clothes. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Do you think the Congress will actually confront them on this?
Well, I think putting all this together, we have not had a very good start for the first 3 weeks, and there needs to be a fundamental change in attitude on the president's part if he wants to keep this job. Absolutely.
Okay. But would it take Congress, though, to really do anything about this? Is that what it would be?
Well, I think that Congress has the power under the Constitution to remove a president who is not able to conduct, carry out the duties of the office consistent with the Constitution. The voters, of course, have that opportunity 4 years from now. But 2 years from now, voters are going to vote again on the composition of the Congress. And if Congress cannot conduct oversight of this administration, there are going to have to be some personnel changes there. And I think there are going to be some challenges in the Republican primaries because the Republican Party, a lot of Republicans are committed to free enterprise. Beating up on a company for its own decisions in a free market is not conduct becoming the president of the United States.
I should know that the press spokesman said that this is their way of going after President Trump, Nordstrom, by doing this kind of a thing. I mean, is this an incident like this? Is this really warrant in itself something that's worth or that rises up to the level of removing a president from office?
There's no evidence that Nordstrom was seeking to go after President Trump. The question is whether the president can conduct his duties consistent with the Constitution without attacking people for the way they worship God, without attacking federal judges, without attacking the press, threatening the press, and now without threatening companies for decisions they make at a free market.
But what about his right to just express himself and speak his mind? What about that?
Absolutely has the right to speak his mind. But as president of the United States, he is speaking as the president. Mm-hmm. And he is in charge of an enormous federal government that has an enormous amount of power. A lot of voters want a smaller, less powerful government. Mm-hmm. And the last thing they need is our government intimidating anybody, whether it's Muslims or whether it's Nordstrom's. And people are getting fed up.
Do you think
want limited government power.
You think Donald Trump will make it through the four-year term?
Not if he doesn't have a fundamental change of attitude. There's got to be a change of attitude here. And we're going to see if he can do it. But the White House staff needs to support him in doing it. The White House is not there to be running a Trump show and shilling merchandise. The staff needs to make it really clear to the president that it's time to get down to official business.
You think you could convince him if you were his chief ethics counsel?
Well, I'd sure try.
Okay. Well, Richard Painter, he served as the chief ethics counselor to President George W. Bush, now currently a law professor at the University of Minnesota. Richard, great to have your insight. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Yep.